You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Soriano.
Let go and let God, always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the right road. Unburden our load, let go and let God.
Hi, this is Art Soriano, and welcome to this episode of Let Go and Let God. Each week, I start the program off with a word about prayer, because prayer lets us talk directly to Jesus anytime we want, and we're free to share with Him anything on our minds. Prayer lets us build a relationship with Jesus, and the more we pray, the stronger that relationship becomes. Through prayer, we learn how to let go and let God, which is when we give the Lord all that is troubling us and we let Him handle it, allowing us to live our lives without worries or stress. You know, years ago, I was someone who drifted in and out of faith. I hardly went to church and I didn't pray. And as a result, I had no relationship with the Lord. Luckily for me, in 2010, through a series of events in my life, no doubt created by the Lord, I found Jesus. And to this day, my faith is stronger than ever. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening, because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, our topic was We Are All Blessed, and how each of us has been granted special talents and attributes that we must recognize and be thankful to our Lord for. On today's show, we will have a special guest, Dr. Dale Caldwell, the president of Centenary University. But before we get to Dale, I want to talk about something that can affect all of us. Today's topic is drop the ego. Each of us will have many accomplishments in our lives. When we achieve something, it's fine to be happy. But first, we need to thank the Lord, because whatever we accomplished in this life could not have happened if the Lord didn't grant us life and bless us with those things that make us unique. It's even fine to be proud of what we accomplished, but what is not fine is to boast about it, brag about it to others, and treat what we have achieved as if it's something that only we could do because we are amazing. No, that's not being Christian, and it's in no way going to please our Lord. In the Christian world, there is no place for conceit, vanity, or putting ourselves above others, thinking we are better than them. If we have those feelings, we need to drop the ego. In the Bible, it says, Philippians chapter 2, verse 3, don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves. This Bible verse validates what I just said. There is no place for big egos in the Christian world. Another testament to that is simply ask ourselves, how do we feel when we're faced with someone we know, a family member, a coworker, or a friend, who is always bragging about something they did, something they purchased, or something they said that they think impressed others? The truth is, we don't like it, and often we even resent it. Being humble and grateful for our achievements is the Christian way. Being egotistical is not. So the next time we feel the urge to praise ourselves to others over something we accomplished, stop, take a breath, and drop the ego. Understanding the importance of being humble is another part of living life as a Christian. Talking more about today's topic, drop the ego, we can ask the question, why do people who like to boast and brag do it? The answer is that for many who do, they're insecure. These people feel inadequate and have low self-esteem. Bragging is their way of seeking attention and getting the approval of others. But those who boast for attention and have a feeling of superiority need to drop the ego. And rather than praise themselves for their accomplishments, they need to praise God. Remember, before we speak about one of our achievements, drop the ego. The first song I'm going to play today has a simple message. The song is called Pray to You. When I wrote this song, I thought about myself and my daily ritual for prayer, starting my day with prayer, ending my day with prayer, and throughout the day, thanking Jesus for the things that have happened or asking for his help when I have a need. Please listen now to my song, Pray to You.
Dear Lord, it's morning. Thank you for another day. The sun is bright and it's shining. Come into my heart as I pray. There'll be many times I'll reach out to you to give thanks or help with a need. Be with me, Lord, guide me, please take the lead. I start each day with a prayer to you to share.
With a prayer to you to share.
Art will be right back.
Attention small business owners. If you want to grow your business, gain more referrals, or increase your profits, contact Fresh Media Works today. They utilize the latest technology to generate sales quickly and easily. With Fresh Media Works' groundbreaking marketing plan, you can increase your business by 10%, 20%, or more. Don't wait. Improve your sales and profits now. Just call Fresh Media Works at 713-269-4620, 713-269-4620, or visit freshmediaworks.com. Now I would like to introduce a very special guest, Dale Caldwell, who is the president of Centenary University in Hackettstown, New Jersey, and is also the pastor of Covenant United Methodist Church in Plainfield. Hi, Dale. How are you today?
I'm doing very, very well, Art. It's an honor to be on your show.
Well, it's great to have you on the program. Well, Dale, let's begin with you sharing your journey and how it's led you to where you are today.
Well, I grew up in a home with amazing parents. My dad was a United Methodist minister. He passed away in 2020, and my mom was a retired educator for 50 years. And so I was called to faith as well as education, and that really led my path. I was in business. I was at Deloitte Consulting, and I was deputy commissioner of the Department of Community Affairs and ran something called the Newark Alliance. But I wanted to help others, and this education really connected with me. Spent 25 years on the New Brunswick Board of Education, and being a college president has been extraordinary because I'm able to transform the lives of students in ways that maybe they didn't even think could happen. And then as a pastor of a church, I'm doing the same way through their faith in God.
Well, now I know your father was a pastor, but he also marched with Martin Luther King. Can you please share that experience with us?
Yes, I grew up around the civil rights movement. My dad initially had called Dr. King in his hotel room because they were organizing a march to integrate the Boston public schools. And so my dad, one of my favorite pictures is my dad and Ralph Abernathy and Dr. King at a press conference announcing the march in the Boston Commons. Mm-hmm. He was in Selma. He was on the March on Washington. And so he was obviously a very big influence in my life about it's not about you. It's about what can you do for others? How can you help others? And how do you speak up for the voiceless?
Right. Being the president of a university and pastor of a church makes you a very busy man. How do you balance both, and how does your faith play a role?
Well, that is a fantastic question because my faith is fundamental to who I am. And as many people know, independent universities, this is a challenging time because we don't get a lot of money from the state. We are able to give a lot of scholarship money to make sure everybody can afford our university. And so it's very, very stressful when we're getting less money and there's social pressures and other things. Being pastor of a church has allowed my relationship with Jesus Christ to really fundamentally help me grow. My relationship with God has been a foundation. So on those tough days, prayer has really been my best friend. And so the combination is really perfect. I'm surprised that so many presidents aren't connected to their faith as they go through this difficult time.
Yes, that I definitely agree with. Now, as president, what would you like to share with our listeners about Centenary University, especially for those searching for the right school to attend?
And again, this is a great question. And many young people are trying to make the decision of whether they want to go to college or go to a vocational school. Mm-hmm. The beauty is Centenary University, our main headquarters is in Hackettstown, but we also have an educational program in Pleasantville. Oh. And we've partnered with a group down there that does vocational programs, construction engineering. And so we actually, whether you want to do vocational or whether you want to do career or academic, we have a program for you, whether it's in business, whether it's in psychology. We also have a world-class equestrian program, one of the best in the country. So I encourage folks to look us up and visit Centenary University. It's a beautiful, we have two beautiful campuses. And before you make your decision, really spend some time with us. We're creating this family culture that I think is very, very focused on the individual.
Now, how do we find more information about Dale Caldwell and Centenary University?
Well, I love sharing my email address, Dale, D-A-L-E, dot Caldwell, C-A-L-D-W-E-L-L, at centenaryuniversity.edu, or Google Centenary University. There's a Centenary College in Louisiana, but we're the Centenary University in New Jersey,
right.
Founded in 1867. And so we have been around a long time,
yes.
And we're going to be around for much longer. So we encourage you to look us up.
Great. Well, once again, you've been listening to Dale Caldwell, and I want to thank you, Dale, for taking the time to talk with us today on Let Go and Let God.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Today's topic is drop the ego. Whenever we have a major accomplishment in life, it's common to feel good about it. That is part of being human. However, when we allow ourselves to become carried away with self-praise and feeling that we're so much better than someone else, we need to drop the ego. What we should always do before anything else when we succeed at something is thank Jesus with a prayer. If we're busy, it could be a short and very quick thank you, Jesus prayer. And then when we engage in a longer prayer session, be sure to thank the Lord for what we have just achieved and let Him know how grateful we are and ask Him to keep us humble and to not let this or any success go to our heads. Sometimes an accomplishment lasts a long time, like landing the dream job or finally being able to buy the house or car we always wanted. We should continue to thank Jesus for those things every time we pray. You see, the more thankful we are for what we have, the more inclined the Lord is to grant us other things in our lives that can lead to more accomplishments and successes. Now, that's not the reason we need to be thankful, but it's important that we always let the Lord know how grateful we are for all we have. We should also thank the Lord for things we've prayed for others that He has granted. Our child was accepted to the university they wanted to attend. We prayed for it, and now it's time to thank the Lord for it happening. But also remember to advise our child that they too need to be thankful, and in no way should they or us brag about it to others. Be mindful at these times because we're proud and excited, but remember to remain humble and drop the ego. So as we go through our week, remember to pray to Jesus at least once a day and be sure to let Him know how much we love Him and how thankful we are for all we have. Understanding how important prayer is to our faith is another step in living life as a Christian. The next song I'm going to play is a fun and upbeat worship song called Be a Believer. As Christians, we must believe in our God, and when I wrote this song, I thought about all the wonderful things our Lord brings to us, like His love, His kindness, His strength, and His guidance. Please listen now to my song, Be a Believer.
Feel His love and feel His believer. Catch the carry the believer.
Art will be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
According to the church calendar, today we celebrate the 14th Sunday in Ordinary Time. In the Gospel, we hear Jesus appointing 72 disciples and sending them out to spread the word that the kingdom of God is at hand. He ends the Gospel saying, "Whatever town you enter and they do not receive you, go out into the streets and say, 'The dust of your town that clings to our feet, even that we shake off against you. Yet know this, the kingdom of God is at hand.'" The message of the Gospel is that God's promise of an eternal place is worth celebrating. Today we sing Psalm 66, "Let all the earth cry out with joy." This psalm is a call to worship and praise to our God. In writing the music for this psalm, I used the ancient text supported by a modern melody and a contemporary musical arrangement. Please listen now to my version of Psalm 66, "Let all the earth cry out with joy."
Let all the earth cry out to God, cry out to God with joy. Let all the earth cry out to God, cry out to God with joy.
Art will be right back.
Attention small business owners. If you want to grow your business, gain more referrals, or increase your profits, contact Fresh Media Works today. They utilize the latest technology to generate sales quickly and easily. With Fresh Media Works' groundbreaking marketing plan, you can increase your business by 10%, 20%, or more. Don't wait. Improve your sales and profits now. Just call Fresh Media Works at 713-269-4620, 713-269-4620, or visit freshmediaworks.com. Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, Footprints by Mary Stevenson. One night, I dreamed I was walking along the beach with the Lord. Many scenes from my life flashed across the sky. In each scene, I noticed footprints in the sand. Sometimes there were two sets of footprints. Other times, there was one set of footprints. So I said to the Lord, You promised me, Lord, that if I followed you, you would walk with me always. But I have noticed that during the most trying periods of my life, there have only been one set of footprints in the sand. Why, when I needed you most, you have not been there for me? The Lord replied, The times when you have seen only one set of footprints in the sand is when I carried you. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. I would like to thank my guest, Dr. Dale Caldwell. And if you would like to learn more about me, email me or listen to the music you are hearing on the shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God.